Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love this song. 3 Grammy nominations. Oh my God, it's amazing. All right, hey. So, hey, what's up, man? It's Josh, and I haven't done a show in a minute, right? But I'm doing one today, and it is Easter, and we're doing our Easter show. So, like, a little bit of a rundown. So, last night, I was fully accepted in the Catholic Church. Got anointed, sealed with the Holy Spirit. God is upon me. You know, I guess that's not cool to say if you're from New York or from Los Angeles or whatever. But, you know, he's been, you know, following me around pretty much and told me to go do this. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm like the psychic medium of Long Island psychic. People will believe that. People, Jim Carrey will go and cry in front of a Long Island psychic. But people won't believe me about what I'm trying to tell them, even though I keep on pointing it out. I keep on showing them over and over again. Right? So the Long Island meme and all that bullshit TV crap, that's real, but like, what I'm telling you about, like, oh, man, that's completely, you know, nonsense. So, like, last night, like, I went, I'm fully accepted in the Catholic Church, in communion with the saints, had the Holy Spirit sealed upon me. And now I'm speaking for God. And that's where we're at this point. I told everybody that this is what was coming. You know, they're like, whatever. I mean, you're going to think I'm crazy or whatever. I'm real. We believe the Long Island mediums are real. But, you know, what I'm saying is completely. Or, like, you watch, like, Ancient Aliens. Oh, my God, there was a donut one time in India. It must be Ancient Aliens. You know what I'm saying? People watch that History Channel crap. But you won't believe what I'm saying. But it's all cool, you know, because, like, here's where we're at. We're in a power position, which God has put me into. It doesn't matter if you like it or not, or if you want to accept it or not, or if you want to have a homosexual agenda, or you want to, like, you know, pay for, like, you know, homosexuals to dress up like women, and you, like, think that, like, that's, like, the way it's supposed to be. It's not, you know, and it's coming to pass. Coming down. And I'm not really a preachy person. I don't even know where this is coming from, like where this all said and started. But, you know, so I've been putting up some videos today, some Easter videos, some for Taylor Swift because, like, I love Taylor Swift. She's my favorite person in the world. You know, I just want to throw that out there. So, like, I pretty much, you know, most of my day is spent, like, thinking about Taylor and, like, what I'm going to make for her, like, whatever, you know. So, like, I spend, like, a lot of my time, like, thinking about her, you know. And, like, I already had some stuff, like, from, like, Thursday that I knew that I was going to put up for Easter. I didn't come up with it today. Like, I came up with it. You know, it was pretty cool. But, like, and I totally cracked her, like, little, you know, what was it? Chicken, picture. Like, I totally cracked the numbers, and, like, I think, like, the new album's coming out, or the release is coming out July 4th on New Year, or Independence Day. My bad. So, like, I totally think that, like, her new single's coming out. I'm sure they worked really hard on, like, putting all that shit together, because they're really smart people. That's really why they spied on me and stole the idea. So, I put that out, and then I put some other stuff out. And then, like, it always comes down to this on Instagram. Like, as soon as I start putting out content and I start telling the truth and I start telling people what's going on, they won't let me tag anybody or, like, put a comment. I can just, like, put up a video. Like, oh, my God. If you guys are, like, so brave, you know, and you're so in control, then why do you need to, like, block me from doing anything if the truth is the truth, and we know what the truth is, what are you hiding? You know, what are you hiding from? If you didn't steal my ideas, and you're not scared of anything that I have to say, why are you all of a sudden blocking my stuff if you didn't steal my idea? And like, now you're rolling it out like it's your own, you know? And then people will be like, oh, well, that's not the way the industry. Well, if the industry works so good, then why'd you have to steal my idea in the first place? If you guys are so super smart, why did you have to steal my idea and roll it out as your own? Is that the way the industry works? Like, you just roll around and fucking steal people's ideas and, like, then make them your own, and you're like, oh, well, then everybody needs to shut up. Is that what you do? I mean, I don't know, because I don't know how the industry works, because you people are, like, so super smart. You're so super smart that you had to come to me and steal my shit and then pretend like it's yours. And now after you're getting called on the fact that you stole my shit, you pretend like it's yours, that, oh, well, we can't have that. We can't have them talking about whatever. You know what? Stay the fuck off my shit. Leave my shit alone, all right? You can go ahead and have your stolen idea, but you know what? All my other shit that I'm talking about, leave it alone. Because at this point, we really have nothing to do with each other than a lawsuit, which is coming down the pipes, Universal Music. The pipes for destroying my, I love all these artists. They talk about, like Taylor Swift is, like, so hilarious because she, like, went against Spotify because they weren't paying her, and, like, went against this person because they weren't paying her. And then she steals my idea and is, like, rolling it out and is not paying. What a fucking hypocrite. Which is fine. You want to be like that. Like, I mean, like, you fucking made your whole career off Tim McGraw. You know, oh, congratulations. You're so fucking original with your 32 Grammys, man. But then, like, you came and you steal my idea. And then when I call you on it, then you're going to be like, oh, my God, we're going to shut him down on Instagram. We don't even talk about it because we totally thieved his idea. Like, you're fucking pieces of shit. I mean, if you guys were so smart and so intelligent and so brilliant, you wouldn't have had to do that in the first place. You guys would have came up with the idea on your own. And then you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. And then as soon as you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, you don't want anybody talking about it. Because you're, like, sitting there fucking paying for gay people to, like, dress up like women or Joe Alwyn so he doesn't have to suck movie roles. Like, I mean, these are, like, all noble causes. Oh, my God. You people are so amazing in your New York City, in your Los Angeles. And, like, you think you're going to shut me down. And you're fucking really confused about the whole deal. Because, like, if you were smarter than me, you would have came up with the shit in the first place instead of having to steal it from somebody, which is so pathetic. Like, I would think this, I would, you know, like, I really like Taylor. I would think that somebody with the integrity of a 32 Grammy-nominated artist would have way more morals and class than that. Like, I would think her and her management team would be way more respectful than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would really appreciate you. So, like, you guys are pathetic. Like, it just makes your whole career look like a piece of shit. Like, it's like all a lie. Like, everything that, like, oh, you're, like, so worried about, oh, my God, all these narcissists are trying to sleep with me or whatever the fuck you're doing. You know what? You're a narcissist, too. You know, you fucking come in, you fucking spy on people, steal their ideas, you pawn them off as your own. And then when they go to call you on the shit, you don't want anybody to talk about it because you fucking don't have any ideas and, like, everything's stolen because you can only write Tim McGraw, like, I don't know, how many times you're going to write Tim McGraw or, like, write Tracy Chapman's Getaway Car or write Paramore's Misery Business or write, I mean, how many times you're going to write the same fucking song and get a Grammy? I don't know. But so that's what we got today. So it's Easter and Taylor Swift's brilliant, you know what I mean? I mean, she is brilliant. She's really talented. But her manager is a bunch of pieces of shit. I'm going to fucking sue you guys. So get ready. So that's the show. Peace out. Happy Easter.